what am I going to do about it? But she also really examined her own mental health issues and emotional struggles in a way that I'd never heard before. And it's one thing to read it in a book, but when you hear someone talk about it, you know, the voice is a connection to the soul, in a sense. And it was a remarkable experience for me to hear those tapes for the first time, and then to put them in as a narrative voice into a film. I think viewers will have the same reaction.
It must have been a fascinating process, and it's one that we'll get a chance to duplicate ourselves very shortly, and really looking forward to it. Tom Jennings, executive producer of Diana in Her Own Words. Monday, August 14th, 9/8 Central on National Geographic is the premiere. Tom, thanks so much for being with us today, and thank you for working on this project.
Derek, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us, and we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
White House Senior Advisor Steve Bannon out.
Steve Bannon was a key architect of Trump's surprise victory in the presidential election. The former Breitbart chief has been a lightning rod of controversy for his role as a leader of the so-called alt-right nationalist movement. Bannon had reportedly clashed with other top White House officials for months. This move comes as new Chief of Staff John Kelly continues putting his own stamp on White House operations.
On the heels of the terrorist attack in Spain yesterday, two terrorist attacks in Europe. Police in Finland are searching for other suspected attackers after people were attacked by a man with a large knife in the city of Turku shouting Allahu Akbar. Police say two people have died from that attack. The attacker was shot in the leg and is in custody. In Germany, one person dead, another injured in a stabbing attack. A large-scale manhunt's underway for that attacker. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. First, let's start with the headlines. A Nevada City Council meeting was interrupted when a woman's purse abruptly burst into flames in a moment caught on camera. Video from the Boulder City meeting Tuesday, their city council, shows a small explosion take place in the woman's purse. I should laugh. The woman's purse has exploded, for goodness sakes, as she sits behind the man addressing the council. Boulder City Fire Chief Kevin Nicholson, who regularly attends council meetings, rushed to the woman's aid as the flames spread to her shirt. There was a battery malfunction in her purse that ignited. My goodness. Beware those batteries, my friends. Another reason not to take your smartphone absolutely everywhere. The woman, who sustained only minor burns and did not need to be hospitalized, said the exploded battery was the type meant to be used, aha, in an electronic cigarette or vape pen. Well, that was exciting, Mayor Rod Woodbury quipped as the meeting resumed. And indeed, it was thrilling. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with Ralph Holguin. He is the star of the Velocity Network's new show, RMD Garage. It airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Ralph, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
So you run one of the hottest classic car restoration shops in the country. How did you fall in love with classic cars? What's that story?
Oh, you know what? At a young age, you know, my brothers had classic cars. I think my neighborhood was surrounded by classic cars. And it's just something that I fell in love with. But I really fell more in love with what they meant to people. The way that we're all kind of some way, some shape, emotionally in love with our vehicles and what they do for us. They're just more than moving, you know, to get us from here to there. It's something that just is really driven by passion and connection.
We invest a lot of our personality in cars, even the ones that we buy today. But how do you think the classic cars are different? What do we get from that? It's almost, in a way, like plunging back into a different era, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's something that where, you know, you always say, if you were young enough or old enough, you say, oh, God, I remember the good old days. Well, you remember that, and you remember memories that come from that. And I think that's what it really is. It's something that you either saw, it's something that you had a moment with, or something that you fell in love with and can have at the time. And at an older age, you get the chance to give yourself that. So,
we're speaking with Ralph Holguin. He's the star of the Velocity Network's new show, RMD Garage. Now, you're the founder of this shop, but you really started with almost nothing. What was that journey like?
Yeah, you know, I really started with nothing but passion and drive. You know, I started washing cars at the age of 16 and then found myself really in hard times. I had dropped out of high school and had fought, you know, anything that I thought was a system. It was weird now that I think about it. And everybody was really, at the end of the day, everybody was really trying to help it. But I thought that, and then at the age of 19, I said, "This is it, man. You got to go do what you got to do. You're about to become a young adult, and life's not going to give you anything." So I pretty much took the bull by the horns and said, "Man, succeed or fail, you're going to do it." And I started R&D and started washing cars everywhere that I could. I had my little detail trailer with the help of my brother and father, and you know, we went and found this trailer, cut a hole into a two-wheel drive car and hit the road everywhere that I could.
Awesome. So you built your own business from the ground up, and eventually, how did that transition into the world of restoration?
Oh, man. So ideally, I've always had that in my heart and my passion, and my detail world would take me into another world, which is a world almost untouched by someone like myself. That's the marketing world, the ad and the automotive launch world.
Hmm.
So my detailing took me there, which gave me the ability to grow a huge company that services some of the largest automakers in the world and some of the largest brands.
Wow.
Which obviously then fueled my passion for cars even more, but it gave me the ability to kind of build out a garage with the vision that I had to do some exclusive cars, some really passion projects. which then grew into winning some accolades for those cars, which then grew to, like, you know, what if I do? What if I have an extension to my agency and have the garage? And R&D Garage was born, and it was just, it's really driven by that passion and that, you know, that want to do something different.
We're talking with Ralph Holguin. He's the star of RMD Garage on the Velocity Network. It airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific. You're a classic car fan, and I am a classic movie fan. Can you think of what your favorite classic car might be from a classic movie? Like, what of all the old movies that you've seen, all the greats, what stands out to you automotively from those?
I think Grease. You know, Grease just brought in so many cars. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you have a good, I mean, that's the best part. I think that's a great question, because you know, in any good movie that you love from even the past, or even some in the present, they bring in a classic car to really spice up that scene.
Right.
So it's interesting. Always have that thought in their mind, and you think when they're creating this movie, and the writers and all that, they're all in love with some type of style or some type of thing, and I love it when they bring in something classic. Even bikes, even when they bring, I'm a huge Schwinn collector, and when they bring in those bikes, when they bring in even the old vintage motorcycles, man, those are all the things that I love.
What's interesting to me about some of those movies is how far they have to go in order to create the street scenes. It's not only the car that you're focusing on, but it's the cars in the background sometimes. So they have to really get a whole cadre of vehicles from the past and to really create the scene, whether it's a period piece set in the 60s or 70s or even the 50s. There's really a whole fleet of stuff that they have to put together, and it's amazing to me, like, just immersing yourself in a completely different automotive world.
Yeah, they literally build a set that is that mimics that era, you know, and absolutely period correct, and not, you know, you're talking everything from street signs to windows to signs inside. So, I mean, it is a huge undertaking, and it's really good. If you ever had a chance to see that is one of the coolest things to see. I remember seeing that on a boulevard one day, and the boulevard was normal, and then following week it looked like 1944. So that's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you remember what movie that was that they were creating?
Yeah, I think it was that gangster movie. I don't know if it was American Gangster or something that came out maybe about 8 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they shot it out here in Southern California in the city of Bellflower. And yeah, it was really really cool.
Give me a call the next time one of those comes around and say, hey, Derek, you know, fly down here. You got to see this. This is amazing. I'd love to be in on one of those creations. We're speaking with Ralph Holguin. He is the star of RMD Garage on the Velocity Network. You can check it out Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Ralph, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for telling your story. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Much success on your new show.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And hopefully the viewers tune in and they'll get to see a lot of what you and I were talking about, not only classic cars, but classic bikes, and then a lot of the creative that goes into making these things come to life. So have a good
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. All the best, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America, because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And now, it's the news.
Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. From our Things Not to Do department, getting a vending machine tattoo at a Dallas tattoo shop. Yes, a tattoo shop in Dallas is offering a solution to customers who don't want to agonize over what design to get a... I've been there so many times. Random tattoos from a vending machine. Yes, at Elm Street Tattoo. Now, that's your first clue. Elm Street, as in Nightmare on Elm Street Tattoo. Ink seekers put a coin into a vending machine, turn the knob, and get a plastic bulb with a tattoo design inside. Whatever the design is, that's the tattoo you get. And it only costs $100 and the humiliation of a lifetime. No, not that last part. They're all good ones. Old school snakes, devil heads, shop employee named Boogie said. That's your second clue right there. When the shop employee is named Boogie. Boogie also said the customers are getting a bargain. All of these tattoos, I would price out at between $160 and $180, maybe $250. But if the design that comes out is not to one's liking, they can get another spin at the machine for an extra $20. It's a scam in so many different ways. That's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Take your tattoos elsewhere. Coming up next. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Today we're speaking with Sean McFate. He is the author of Deep Black, also previously the author of Shadow War. Sean McFate, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem. So I'm going to take a stab at this, and forgive me if I completely mess it up, but I'm going to read here from some of the press material in my trailer announcer voice. Okay, so stand by. After a mission goes horribly wrong in Ukraine, Tom Locke is on the run from his former employer, Apollo Outcomes, a private military corporation led by the treacherous Brad Winters. So that sort of gives you the sense of where you're going. Sean McVay, thank you so much for being here. I'm wondering if, given your topic, President Trump should probably be reading your book, because, as I understand it, he's considering handing the war in Afghanistan over to private military contractors, and I want to make sure that Apollo Outcomes is not that group. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I would love it if you read this book. You know, right now there's an idea being floated around Washington, D.C., floated by Eric Prince, who is the founder of Blackwater, and Steve Bannon, that we should replace the U.S. forces in Afghanistan with private contractors or mercenaries. And he's saying this would be cheaper. And as a former, you know, paratrooper and a former private military contractor myself, I cannot think of a worse solution for Afghanistan or for this country.
You know, I from the perspective of a layperson, I absolutely agree with you. But my position is uninformed in terms of experience. Given your experience as a paratrooper, why do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, there's a couple reasons. So, you know, just some background. I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division. And then I got out and became a private military contractor, some would say a mercenary, in Africa, mostly working U.S. government contracts, doing things the CIA and Special Forces really should be doing. And that's how I came to write the Tom Locke novel series, is I wanted to find a way to discuss that but not get sued to death. So I used fiction. And what I saw on the ground is this. Yeah, what I saw on the ground is this, is that there are good and bad mercenaries. But one of the things that you hear with, you know, with guys like Eric Prince, he's the latter, by the way, there's no safety or control mechanisms. He's giving this blue sky, we're gonna raise this 25,000 strong or something mercenary army. There's no quality control. And what he's suggesting is that for every U.S. Army sergeant, there's gonna be a contractor sergeant. But what he's not telling you is that and I've done this, is they're gonna come from places where military labor is cheap, like Serbia or the Philippines or Guatemala. And those are not the same quality, or they have the same restraint as American troops. And yet they're going to be fighting under an American flag.
And yet if you look at some of the places like Serbia and Guatemala, you wouldn't necessarily want the same sorts of military outcomes as have happened in some of those places as what we are trying to achieve in Afghanistan, I'm assuming.
That's right. I mean, they could massacre a whole village. I mean, not because they wanted to, but things escalate. And then the U.S. would have to go in and take the blame for that internationally. Or we have to go in and send in the 82nd Airborne Division to rescue the situation, which is even more costly. You know, so your listeners remember Nisour Square. 10 years ago, a group of Blackwater squad killed several innocent Iraqis at a traffic circle in Baghdad.
Right.
And nothing happened to them. There's no accountability. Well, I think Eric Prince's plan for Afghanistan is Nisour Square times 100. And nobody wants that. Yet this idea is being taken seriously by Donald Trump.
Interesting. Well, we're speaking with Sean McVay. He is the author of Deep Black. And it really seems like you're – I understand the legal reasons for you approaching it this way, but it really seems like a fascinating and engaging way of capturing attention about a really fundamentally important issue. And, of course, it transcends just the issues of private contractors. I mean, you can essentially open up your laptop, go on your favorite news sites, and select with – and have a lot to select from – about what your next book or your next chapter or whatever it happens to be is going to be about. There's no dearth of material in the headlines, is there?
No, I mean, you know, this novel series, it's sort of like, you know, Brad Thor or Tom Clancy. It's a fun read. It's a great beach read, a good, you know, you're in the airport waiting to get in the plane read. But it's based on a lot of nonfiction. It's not just a work of imagination. And it pulls back the curtain on the secret world of mercenaries, which is expanding under our feet right now. People don't realize this, but in the last couple of years, mercenaries are coming back. I mean, oil companies hire them. Other countries like Nigeria and the Emirates hire them. They're all over the Middle East right now. They're coming back as a way of war. And this is a great way to explain to people what that secret world really looks like. If you follow Tom Locke, you'll meet these mercenaries. And these are all based on actual characters, and in some cases a couple composite characters. But it's an accurate depiction of modern warfare today, because it also talks about, you know, SEALs and the CIA and Quds, special forces out of Iran, and you know, ISIS terrorists as well. A lot of this is based on reality. It's not just based on things I'm picking out of my head.
Now, I'm looking, Sean, and I hope you won't be offended. Certainly, Derek Blair is the name that I use on the air. It doesn't happen to be my real name. But Sean McFate, as a name, is almost incredible, so incredibly well-suited to the form of fiction that you are writing. I thought at first that couldn't be his real name, but then I'm reviewing your background here. You're a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. You're a professor of strategy at the National Defense University, and you wouldn't fake it for all those folks. How are you almost compelled as someone named Sean McFate to write thriller novels?
No, it is my real name, believe
wow.
it or not.
Great.
I never thought about it until I started writing thriller novels, and people are like, oh my goodness, this must be made up, or a stage name and stuff like that. No, it's my given name, curiously. I guess maybe it's meant to be that to end up writing thriller novels.
Well, fantastic, and this is a great one. I'm glad you've chosen this focus, and hopefully we can get a copy to the president, because as he's making this decision, I think it's pretty critical, and we don't have a super great record with private contractors. But read the intrigue that is woven through Deep Black by Sean McFate, a Tom Locke novel. Sean, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Derek. I really appreciate it.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things
by the
done
Hunterdon
right
Medical
now.
Center.
So if your right
Hunterdon
now
Medical
list
Center
includes a new
was
building,
started
call
by our families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
White House Senior Advisor Steve Bannon out.
Steve Bannon was a key architect of Trump's surprise victory in the presidential election. The former Breitbart chief has been a lightning rod of controversy for his role as a leader of the so-called alt-right nationalist movement. Bannon had reportedly clashed with other top White House officials for months. This move comes as new Chief of Staff John Kelly continues putting his own stamp on White House operations.
On the heels of the terrorist attack in Spain yesterday, two terrorist attacks in Europe. Police in Finland are searching for other suspected attackers after people were attacked by a man with a large knife in the city of Turku shouting Allahu Akbar. Police say two people have died from that attack. The attacker was shot in the leg and is in custody. In Germany, one person dead, another injured in a stabbing attack. A large-scale manhunt's underway for that attacker. USA Radio News.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Round condemnation coming to a Missouri state senator who advocated for the assassination of the president. Here's Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service confirming that it's investigating a Missouri Democrat who said on Facebook she hoped President Trump would be assassinated. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal has since deleted the comment and issued an apology, telling a local TV station near St. Louis she didn't want to see anyone assassinated, and the comment arose from her frustration with the political climate right now. Missouri politicians from both parties have been calling for her resignation. I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson confirming an American is among those dead in the terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain yesterday. Speaking at the State Department, Tillerson said his thoughts and prayers were with the families not only of the slain American, but all those who were killed in the attack. Tillerson added another American was also wounded in the attack. Identity of either American has not yet been released by the State Department. USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
State police in Mississippi say they have found a marijuana farm that apparently has links to a drug cartel.
State drug agents have found 6 acres of pot plants in the middle of some woods east of Prentice. Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says it's a highly sophisticated operation that doesn't appear to have been the work of local people.
They had a bunker that was built down in the ground